Diversity Insights with Rajesh Mehta, powered by Timber Media.
Hello and welcome to the very first episode of Diversity Insights. Whether you say diversity or diversity, it doesn't really matter in my opinion, as long as you understand the spirit of the word. That word, and of course, the several others that are tied to it in the day and age that we are living in. We're talking about words like equity, inclusion, and belonging as well. And we're going to be breathing life into these constructs by giving you actionable insights, driving conversations in order to arm people with best practices to solve diversity-related problems, to make workplaces more inclusive and forward-looking. We're going to help individuals and the corporates that they're part of to take the best decisions with the wealth of information that we have. And by we, who do I mean? I mean pretty much one person who is going to be at the helm in the driver's seat of the podcast. And no, it is not me. I have the honor actually of interviewing that person who you will hear on the series very often going forward. And that person is the host and anchor of Diversity Insights, Rajesh Mehta. Rajesh Mehta, a lot of you will be familiar with. He's a global HR leader at IBM India. He's also the NHRDN Pune chapter's diversity chairperson since the year 2022. He has rich experience and deep experience, I should say, in driving diversity, inclusion, equity and belonging programs, designing initiatives like Reading Without Seeing, Leading with Diversity is another one. Mindset of Inclusiveness is a third one that comes to my mind. There are so many that he has done for the organization that he's been part of and for others whose lives he has touched. He's also won several Indian and international awards and is an embodiment of an inclusive workplace, if you ask me myself. Now, his optimism, his several talents, and by the way, I should tell you that you might hear him break out into a song because I hear he's also a very good musician, but we leave that for later. And also his fresh takes on a variety of topics are going to make Diversity Insights, the podcast, a very fascinating journey for all our listeners. Thank you for joining us and welcome to your own show, Rajesh. How are you?
Oh my God. I wish I would have met you probably 13 years back when I was actually very, very badly asking my father-in-law for the hands of my current wife.
Acha.
But well, thank you so very much, Sheetal, for that such a generous introduction. And it certainly puts so much responsibility on my shoulder. So, you know, from that particular point of view, a warm, warm welcome to each and every listeners, and looking forward to more engaging podcast, none other than Diversity Insights.
Absolutely. And thank you so much, Rajesh, for, you know, that idea that you presented to me. Of course, it's my loss that 13 years ago, things didn't work out the way you had planned. But I'm sure you are an ideas ka bhandar right now. So we are going to get a lot of diversity ideas from you. That's what we are looking forward to. So Rajesh, you know what I thought a good place for us all to start is to understand, get into your mind actually, and see what made you think that, you know, a podcast around diversity, inclusion, equity, etc. is a good idea. And now is a good time to have that sort of a podcast out in the public domain. Tell us about what you expect Diversity Insights to do for its listeners.
A wonderful question, Sheetal. Thanks for asking that. You know, if you look at ever since I started working almost 20 years back, I've been hearing diversity as a buzzword. But where is the action? In fact, I was just doing little research and I did not find at all a common platform or a podcast around diversities which actually can become a guiding path for any diversity enthusiast or any diversity professionals. Considering each of this, I feel when diversity is actually on a verge of becoming a real actionable from just remaining a buzzword of the HR books, when diversity is actually on the edge of getting into those business insights, I think having that Diversity Insight podcast would make so much of sense, through which my dream is I want to create that platform whereby each of the diversity leaders could actually come and share their best practices, each of the diversity practitioners can share their vulnerabilities and challenges. Mm-hmm. And we as a whole community who believe the power of diversity can actually create that particular solutions together. Mm-hmm. So according to me, my diversity insight is not just yet another podcast, but should become as a powerful tool for anyone who are interested to contribute or to get benefit from the diversity as a whole.
I have one more question for you, Rajesh. Towards the end of the show is when I'm going to pose that one to you. It's got to do with the podcast per se. But right now, I want to understand the broader landscape, right? You were talking about, you know, getting different leaders from different organizations to come here and share their best practices, their failures, their vulnerabilities, towards actually coming or striking upon the right solution for their organization and for, I would even stretch and say, society. Because what else is diversity if it is not effective? Change at the level of the individual, right? So that's my view. But what are the typical challenges that corporates, since, you know, we're talking about something that helps solve for diversity problems in corporates, what are the challenges that they face typically?
Oh, there could be many. If you look at today, I want to touch upon a few of the statistical figures which are available in the public domain.
Right.
If you look at today, you know, how many Fortune 500 companies actually publish their diversity reports? As per the statistical data, only 154. Now, I'm not talking about just Indian companies, because out of this 154 companies, how many companies must be Indian or Indian MNCs? Hardly any. Number two, in fact, if you look at the companies, those are listed on Nifty or a BSE, how many companies gone ahead and declare how many of their employees' strength belongs to diversity more than 1% of their total population? Hardly, not even in a double digit. In fact, Sheetal, I must tell you this, I was completely awed when I saw the employment ratio of people with disabilities or differently able or whatever that we may like to call it, which is the one of the largest constituent of diversity. It was very, very low. Out of the total 2% population, which is people with disabilities of total Indian population as per the 2011, you know, census, only 3.4% are employed. And you know what, Sheetal, you will be very shocked to learn this, that out of this 3.4, only 2.84 are by public, you know, sector, that is the government holding companies, and private, absolutely less than 1%, right?
Madness. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what I'm trying to show you is, look at on one side, the opportunity that we have from the labor market, from the employment point of view, opportunity perspective. And on other side, you know, what are the challenges? Because today, it's not just the policy which makes the corporate a diversity-friendly company. It is the individual, it is the professionals like me and you who actually create the change at the ground level, who actually create the inclusive world, who actually create that fostering empathy, which otherwise required for diversity, right? So I think diversity inside is all set to touch upon each of this area much, much into the deeper sense.
Right. So you're basically saying, Rajesh, is that we are not yet walking the talk when it comes to numbers. And that's a huge challenge, a pipeline, the talent pipeline towards ensuring that the workplace is truly representative of every single type of human being that we have on the planet. That is probably not the case, is what I'm hearing loud and clear, you know, from you. And I think that really reminds me of this time when I was talking to a leader, an HR leader from an organization that has an international footprint. And we were talking about what can be done for their D&I podcast series. And I said, you know, it would be wonderful to talk to somebody who is a person with a disability who can help us understand what policies and processes we need to address to make their lives better. And they said, that is great, Sheetal, but internally in the organization, I don't have such a speaker. And I was like, am I really hearing this? You do not have a candidate who I can speak to for my podcast? And they said, yes. So that podcast episode just got canned, Rajesh. I hear you loud and clear with respect to the numbers not being anywhere close to what the ideal should be. So why is it then that some corporates are able to implement their D&I agenda well and others not? Because this may not be the case with all organizations. And over my time doing podcasts for corporates, I've seen that some are actually better. Some are very good in having high decibel conversations and actually having things in the system that ensure pipelining is in place and they hire in the right manner, etc. But some simply are not there. Tell us why.
Now, that's exactly the crux of diversity insight and why few are doing so very well and the rest all are not. It's not that they are not real, they have not realized the power of diversity. It could be two, three reasons, the way I understand probably. Number one, they don't know where to start from. They have not got that guidance. Number two, probably they want to do it. They have great intention, but then they lack that particular action. Number three, if you look at, probably they are also taking actions by doing some events around the 3rd December, around the 8th March or some dates. But then they do not know by doing the events, they are not actually taking the advantage of diversity or inclusion.
Right.
Probably by putting person onto the road, that's what they can achieve. Now, one of the corporates, or not one of the corporates, but many of the corporates, they keep coming back to me and saying that, Rajesh, okay, I want to hire a person with, you know, differently able. But which role shall I take them for? Said, how do I know? Because the point is, whether you put person into the role or role into the person, I don't know, right? And that's where, rather than putting a wall saying, okay, I have done an event on 3rd December or 8th March or any other specific Pride Month, you know, celebration, I want to create the bridge through diversity inside.
Understood.
That's my goal.
What are some of the topics? You know, you mentioned gender diversity. Maybe we're going to hear a lot about PWD as an area, generational diversity. Tell us some of the topics specifically and the kind of diverse groups that you're going to talk about on the series.
Few of the topics is, of course, best practices sharing. Discussing the diversity failures. Because today there are many companies who have not just succeeded the diversities, but there are few, failure stories as well. And there are few, you know, leaders who have learned from those failures and they have done wonderfully well. So my podcast would also focus on to that. Few of the other topics that I will be talking about, how do we even create those allyship into the organization? How do we create those employee resource group, ERG, which otherwise seems to be the pillars for any, you know, diversity success. How those competency mapping, especially for people with disability, can happen.
Right.
How those, you know, career development, because if you see today, there are many of the people with disabilities are doing not just the HR role, but they are doing very, very well into the engineering side, into the, you know, kind of software development side, marketing, finance side. And whenever any corporate comes, the first thing they may have on their mind is, Rajesh, they would be good for HR. No, world has gone ahead. So my thought process here is, I would like to cover all those topics. And finally, I would also like to help through this entire podcast series. How do we create those diversity advisory councils, right? What does it take to build that culture of diversity into a corporate? And especially, Sheetal, since you have asked me this question, sorry if I'm taking a bit longer to answer it, but we are living in an AI world. How does this AI and diversity have become a friend, a best buddy, right? And how they are helping. In fact, as I speak with you, you know, Sheetal, that right. I use so many AI tools for my betterment, right? And I think if corporates start using this power of AI and diversity, I think diversity would not just remain a buzz, but it would actually start delivering the real outcome, which otherwise we have been waiting for.
That is a very powerful, I think, case that you've made for the variety of topics and the way you intend approaching subject matter on the Diversity Insights podcast series. Rajesh, thank you for that. Now is where I want to come back to that question. Remember, I told you that I want to ask you one more question on the series per se. I want to understand what is going to make the series very unique? Because I'll ask from the point of view of the listener, these are topics that we have discussed in, you know, conference rooms, near the cafeteria or near the coffee machines, etc. And these are all bubbling in our mind. But what is this podcast? Why is this podcast making suddenly these ideas so different to us?
Thank you, Sheetal. I thought you must have forgotten, but you
no,
didn't. Thank you. So, you know, this podcast is very unique because first and foremost, it reminds me my college days when I was reading those, you know, definition of democracy, right? Democracy is by people, for people, of people, right?
Right.
So I want to apply D for democracy, D for diversity.
Correct.
This podcast for diversity people, by diversity people, of diversity people, but it would be for everyone, right? That's
right.
What makes very, very
Hmm.
Number two, through this particular podcast, I want to cover not just the, you know, success stories, but, you know, challenges. In fact, if you see today globally, Sheetal, there are so many podcasts available. In fact, if I need to give you the stats, you know, Apple says or Spotify says or, you know, Google Podcast says that every minute there are 8 podcasts. But out of them, how many are dedicated to the diversity talks?
Mm.
And especially from India. If we have an answer saying there are hardly any diversity podcast, and especially from India, I think you got the answer.
Yeah.
And that would be Diversity Insights.
And that answer, you know, I discovered for myself when I was trying to do some research on diversity inclusion related podcasts generated out of India. And I came up with actually nothing. Nothing. I mean, there were episodes within a larger podcast series that might have been dedicated to diversity inclusion. But then, like I said, they were larger. These series were also talking about other, you know, things that concern corporates, whether it was workplace culture or sustainability and ESG or era. But never an entire series just on diversity. And hence, I am looking forward, I don't know about the rest, to what you have to play for us as the series really kicks off from the next episode onwards. But before that, you know, there's something else coming up, start of the year, and you have had a very active role to play, Rajesh, in helping NHRDN design these various diversity programs. Sambeshan was one of them. Purple Fest is also very nicely named. I would like to know more about what Purple Fest is all about.
Thank you, Sheetal, for bringing that aspect as well. You know, in fact, Samaveshan is the diversity event or a conference which gets organized by NHRDN's Pune chapter, per se, which happened on 7th October at Ferguson College MP Theatre at Pune. But Purple Fest is absolutely a different ballgame. A Purple Fest is a largest India's international diversity festival. It started a couple of years ago. And just to give you a glimpse, last year, there were 20,000 plus footfall. And considering the overall success, this year, Purple Fest, which is scheduled from 8 January to 13 January at Panjim, Goa, we are expecting nothing less than a 40,000 footfall. In fact, Purple Fest recognizes the 21 types of disabilities as per the Rights of People with Disability Act 2016, and it concentrated on person with disabilities with various activities. So if I need to give you a little glimpse, there are various pavilions which are going to happen at Purple Fest, such as Purple Intellectual Corner, Purple Rain, Purple Sports, and of course, NHRDN, the National Human Resource Development Network, is very, very pleased to partner with Purple Fest as their expertise lies into the corporate side. So the Purple Fest corporate pavilion would be completely hosted by NHRDN, through which we are organizing number of activities. And those activities are diversity, inclusive walkathon, thought leadership, speed mentoring, and many more. In fact, Sheetal, to give you a little more insight, we are also conducting employee assistant for those who are aspiring for the job, because NHRDN would also be conducting a job fair through Purple Fest, which is called NHRDN Purple Fest Job Fair, a job drive, right, on 13th of January. So my point is, as I mentioned, diversity is no more a buzz, but is getting into an action. And that's when, to amplify all our efforts more into the actions and to utilize our energies more constructively and to show that collaborative power, I think diversity inside would be the answer.
I think we've got all our answers for this very first episode on exactly what we can expect of diversity insights. But there's one question on my mind, which I'm thinking I will ask you, Rajesh. That's because, you know, I feel that music to banta hai. Matlab, if you're a musician, thoda gana bajana shayad, it might not have room on a diversity and inclusion podcast. But the one thing in this country, in India, that has actually bound all of us, irrespective of our differences, it is music, right? It is our love for music. And of course, there's one more, cricket, but I'm not going to go to cricket. I know that you're a musician yourself. So is there a favorite song that you keep humming when you find yourself in a bit of a bind?
You are reminding me, you know, of those days when I was appearing for my Hindustani Classical Visharad exam, right? And then, of course, I keep playing for all my friends, you know, into various, you know, kind of small performances or concerts or whatever. But for our audience, who is so very special today, kuch special banta hai, I'm going to request you to place one of my recording where I have been playing mandolin. Mandolin is a very, very beautiful instrument. I don't know how many of my listeners may know, but if I need to, you know, just draw your attention, what is mandolin? What comes to everyone's mind is Salman Khan or Shah Rukh Khan. Remember? Hum aapke kaun, DDLJ? And that's my mastery.
Wow.
Right? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to, you know, request Sheetal in the notes, the section, we will place that link. And let us see how people like it.
Absolutely. In fact, we'll do better. We'll place it in this podcast, a small little sampling of it. And in the notes section, the entire link to your playing that song. And I'm sure that will bring a smile to people's faces. On a final note, Rajesh, you know, music clearly has brought you a lot of joy in life. And you're no stranger to adversity yourself. You've heard a lot of things being said to you. You've overcome your set of challenges. What has been your mantra, like a life lesson that you've learned that you will always share with anyone that you find in a similar situation? One thing that you always tell them?
I only would say that keep hammering.
Keep hammering.
I believe in reinforcement theory. The point is, unless if we do not keep on, you know, kind of hammering, whatever we like, we may not able to get there. And that's where, if you look at, I always believe in marathon, not in destination. Because the point is, if I want to be perfect or if I want to be solid, there cannot be a particular milestone or a, you know, result area, right? Because what I did yesterday, I have to do it better today. And that's where, if you look at, the diversity is also like that. Because people say that, okay, we have applied the compliances. We have applied all the rules and regulations around diversity. But then where is the empathy? Where is the experience of diversity?
Right.
Where is the engagement of diversity? And moreover, where is the, if you see me today and if I need to hammer a question on everyone's mind today, is today fine. I mean, we definitely have seen a huge progress ever since, you know, few of these diversity calendar has been introduced. Example, International Day of Disabilities, you know, which we celebrate on 3rd December, ever since got announced in 1990s, sometime in 1990s. And many things has happened. But today, are we inclusive enough? How many people, you know, on their corporate boards, do we have diversity members? In parliament, representative do we have from diversity? I'm not just talking about the women as a gender. I'm talking about overall diversity. Or for that matter, how many of our children or our next generation, we are making them even have that first conversation with the diversities which exist around us? So my point again, I want to drive back, you know, to the entire objective of Diversity Insights is my mantra is God has given us the biggest university on this earth. God has, or the Almighty probably, has actually gifted us with the biggest skill set of being diverse as a human being. But how many of us have actually taken the advantage of this university or a classroom that we are a part of?
I think you've given us some things to take back home and think about. As for your question, you know, are we inclusive enough? I can see the comment section saying, no. There's going to be a lot saying that, no, there's so much more to do. And that doing part, I'm 100% sure, is going to be easier. Once we kick off with the series, people will be left with ideas that, like we called out, are actionable insights for them to apply in their own individual contexts, irrespective of function or sector that they belong to. Well, thank you so much, Rajesh. And we're really looking forward to the next episode. And I am going to call out to our listeners that the last thing you will hear apart from Rajesh's own voice is his mandolin presentation for all of us. But thank you so much, Rajesh, for Diversity Insights in advance. And we look forward to hearing from you soon again.
Thank you so very much for everybody's time. And make sure you use the power of I for being inclusive. Thank you.
Diversity Insights with Rajesh Mehta, powered by Timber Media.